Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You just don't have mean in you. Autumn doesn't have it in her.
No, I've never seen Autumn mean.
Recording?
Yeah.
Yes, this is the
yeah, you know what happened?
This is how we start the shows these days. It's in the middle of, oh, should I, are you done with the bathroom yet? Okay, let's start. That's how we're doing the show now.
We just got to go. You got to get going. You got to turn it on.
Yes, the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Autumn is not incredibly patient. I don't know if it's the patience or...
Yeah. Listen to this. We recently, you know, we just went to the UK to promote.
Yes, I saw your tweets.
Yeah, we were promoting the tour. We're taking the tour of the UK in January, a live speaking tour. And then we went to Spain to shoot a commercial for the Nordic Trek Incline Trainer. And we were having some travel issues.
Ever heard of a green screen? Or you had to go to Spain?
Girl, I had this exact conversation. This is what I said. I was like, you realize you're flying everybody to Spain. Like, in my hair, my makeup, Autumn.
I'm teasing you.
Listen, I was like, I would love to see Spain. I've never seen Spain. I didn't really want to leave the kids, though, which was kind of my issue.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, as much as I'm thrilled to have gone, I really didn't want to leave the kids because I just didn't want to. They're just, anyway. And it was too much travel, like here, there to bring them on this one.
Yeah.
Even though we're, you know, bringing them in the future, this was too much. So, anyway, I said the exact same stuff. I was like, you guys are nuts, man. You wanna shoot this in Spain? And they're literally putting treadmills on cliffs overlooking harbors in Mallorca. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding you. It was crazy. Treadmills on the beach. In, you know, on Mallorca, like,
oh, that's
I'm
cool,
in the
though.
Mountains of Spain. It was nutso. So I was like, all right, you know. Anyway, a lot of travel. And it's like we get to, like, the day before we're supposed to leave, you know, on these international flights. And, you know, there were some travel issues. And we arrive at the airport and we had cancellations on our tickets and all this stuff's going on. And I look at Autumn. I'm like, I said, get the claws out! Because Autumn's just like, you know, super diplomatic. She's obviously going to be the first face you get when you deal with me. And so she's just, so she looks at me and she goes. Yeah, she takes a big breath, looks at me and goes, I did. And I said to him, I don't like dealing with you either. And now look, your tickets are canceled. Are you happy? Are you happy now?
Yeah. Well, this is, mind you, this is day 4.
I thought you looked very happy in the Twitter pictures.
Those were days off. A couple drinks.
Okay. I should have known there was alcohol involved.
I had to ply her with alcohol every day to get her through it. It was grueling.
It wasn't that bad, but lies. It was a lot.
They were like 14-hour days, getting up at 4 in the morning, days in a row, traveling all over Spain and the UK. It was brutal. It was brutal. And she's like, do you want to get home? Do you want to get home?
Because I did. And that's the thing. It's like, I'm not Jill. Jill can draw the line in the sand and be like, look, I'm not getting on the flight.
I finally had to turn around and say, because we had no idea where we were going, no idea where we were staying, and no idea who was picking us up. And I won't say which particular leg of the, because I don't want any. Anyway, there was one, and I go, I held myself for ransom. So at 10:30 at night, I finally said, I'm not getting on the plane tomorrow until I know who's picking us up, that we have a hotel room, you know, what the schedule is and where we're staying. And at 10:30 to 12:30 in the morning, Giancarlo and Autumn are looking up hotels and driving companies. I'm on the phone with a coordinator in the middle of the night working this out. But we had no choice. I literally had no choice. I was like, and the president of the company, I felt so bad. He showed up and he felt really bad. And he's like, does it make you feel any better that I don't have a place to stay? And I was like, no, this is insane. I was like, this is crazy. Everyone needs to get the claws out here. This is nuts. But I think that I guess I'm going to turn this segment into, other than the fact that I just wanted to share how frustrated Autumn was with me.
I wasn't frustrated with you. I hit the, for the most part, it wasn't. just at that moment.
You should have seen the face, though. She goes,
I had to take a deep breath. I was so, mind you, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. We've not been sleeping.
Yeah. See?
Hard. And she doesn't know what happens behind the scenes that she doesn't see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you need to yell at him. And it's like, I need you to get on this plane. And our tickets were canceled.
She did. So. She goes, I did get the claws out.
And I did. Well, my version of the
claws. What's your version of get the claws out? Let me hear you say it. I want to hear you tell it.
Well, I just told this particular person who rolled his eyes when I walked over to him for the 17th time. You have no idea. And he just looked at me and he was like, yes. And I said, look, I don't want to deal with you as much as you don't want to deal with me right now, but good. I need an answer on this.
Oh.
See, that's good.
You thought the claws were out there?
Well, how bad do you want it?
When it gets bad, I think we've got to match the level of bad, which is I'm not getting on the plane unless we get the necessary information.
We had already gone there. Oh, look, I would have told him this sooner if he would have called me back.
See, when Autumn's bear is poked, she has a rumble. When someone pokes your bear, yours is outward. Autumn's is inward.
Yeah.
That's just the difference in the way you carry it.
I go through phases of it, though. Like, I have stages. Like, my first stage is, hey, I think we're having a miscommunication. My second stage is, I'm not quite sure what you didn't understand. I'm not being a jerk, actually. I'm like, I'm not quite sure
I'm sorry.
Clear. Let me reiterate this one more time and don't make me come back on this again.
Let's just take a moment here. Now, everyone just feel out there. Just feel how that would feel to have that said from Jillian.
But the third time I'm like, I'm going to tell you for the last time, if this happens again, we're ending our business relationship. And then time four is just... is DEFCON 1. It's over. And the problem is that I take, you know how seriously I take this stuff.
No, I know.
I take it seriously. It's like, if I'm going to put out an item of clothing, a plate of food, a fitness product, a fitness DVD, like, and I'm going to say to somebody, I know your times are tough and you're not making a lot of money right now and you're struggling, but I think you should spend X amount of dollars on my product, then that product needs to be the absolute best. And it can't be the absolute best if everything is last minute, half-assed, no one's listening, you know, people are phoning it in because they don't make money if it does well, they just get paid their flat salary. That's unacceptable to me. It's unacceptable to me. I don't want my work compromised. And I think that, you know, I'm speaking, I guess, to everyone out there. Like, if I was to sort of bring up a reason for why we're discussing this, other than I find it funny to agitate Autumn, which I do tremendously. I think that it's about what your boundaries are. And I think Autumn's really good at doing what she needs to do. You know, you do get more flies with honey, and she is the face of my brand. You know, she's mm-hmm. that first door to me for partners, and she does need to be affable and likable, and she is trying to cooperate with people. But when you're feeling like you're not being respected, I think, and you're feeling like it's not that you're not being heard, you're being deliberately ignored.
Dismissed. There's something about being
exactly.
dismissed.
Exactly. That's when
it's
I think.
It's the worst feeling.
That's when I think dismissed. It's okay to get the claws out a little bit.
Yeah.
That's when I think it's okay to, and you don't need to be mean. You don't need to look at the guy and be like, you have a huge nose. Now give me my travel information. You know, it doesn't need to get personal, obviously. But I think that there's a time, you know, I will get and she is right. I'm me, and I'm going to be able to do certain things that is going to be harder for Autumn to do.
Yeah.
But I also, hence the reason we're giving Autumn, we're going back to the drawing board, because I'm going to give Autumn, president of everything, Jillian Michaels, don't F with me. Because yeah. we think, yeah.
Let's say my business card. Don't F with me.
Well, but I think I thought the pictures that you all sent were very, looked like a lot of fun. It looked like you guys went to some cool places,
food. No. That's not even it. It's not even that. All I'm saying is it was supposed to be about getting the claws out. And when you're starting to feel disrespected or dismissed or ignored, it's my phone. It's my phone. Fine. So I think
right.
there's
when
a time to get the claws out. And you don't need to be personally vicious.
Yes.
That's not what I'm saying. But I think that, you know, you do have to draw the line in the sand. You do have to have boundaries. And I think you need to command standards, man. I just think it's okay to do that. It's like, no, we don't function like this. This is not how we do business, or it could even be within a family dynamic mm-hmm. or a friendship. And it's, again, it's not to be confused with unraveling and screaming and yelling and coming unglued, because you lose your power and God knows you lose respect. And even though I have been there before, but I think that there's, get the claws out. I don't think you could do Manus.
No. I have issues.
I could say that I've when I've messed up, Janice will let me know.
Ooh,
she'll let me know.
What do you do, News?
I'm stern.
Stern to the point though, where like I don't get scared easily, but I'm like, okay, Janice means business here.
Ooh,
and
Firewind Ready Gridley.
Just so you know, she takes this show very seriously, like top priority. And if I mess up the tiniest thing,
you take this show seriously.
Believe it or not,
this gong show.
Believe it.
This
or not.
Is the only thing you shouldn't take seriously. That's the point of this show.
No, she just wants it to be the best it can be, and so do I. Yeah. But
what are you talking about? We don't even try here.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's no, you know, there's a lot of trying behind the scenes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's stuff that happens after you go off, after you put your sunglasses on and toddle off in your flip-flops and sweatpants.
Well, God knows it's not editing. If you're feeling stuck and unhappy in your job and you want something that you're going to love to do and you'll make great money at, go to myusatrainer.com. You can be a certified personal trainer with the National Academy of Sports Medicine. Certified personal trainers work in health clubs, corporate wellness. They even train college and pro athletes. Plus, NASM guarantees that you will land a job within 60 days of certification or they'll give you your money back. So you've got nothing to lose. Check it out. Go to myusatrainer.com today and get started with your free 14-day sneak peek of their fast and fun online program. That's 14 free days closer to your dream job, making great money at myusatrainer.com. That's myusatrainer.com. Go ahead, Janice.
Go ahead, Janice.
Okay.
We, the people, have to be proactive if we... You know how I like to start something with a message?
Okay. Yeah.
We, the people...
You do?
You know...
Normally, I find the segments that you do have
No, no lesson whatsoever. Yeah.
Okay. I have a
thing. I dig for him, though. I dig.
I have a thing. I am boycotting something.
Oh.
It's my own personal. I don't think I'm the only one because I have heard of other people. But I am boycotting things. And this has got nothing to do with the country, nothing to do with the people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Love the people, love the country.
You
got nothing.
Do? Okay.
But I love all the people, and I love all the countries.
Yeah, okay.
But I am not buying anything made in China anymore.
What happened?
Because it's just, because we're just
nothing. That's a lot of stuff.
It's a tell me about it.
Pretty much everything.
And it's hard to find. Like, I'm trying to find things made in Canada or made in the good old USA. And it's very hard.
Forget it.
Well,
I don't even know what we got.
But it's wrong. It's so wrong to be. And I know.
Why? Tell me why.
Do, well, I know companies do it because it's
cheaper.
Cheaper
I
to
know.
Make. It's
I
cheaper
know.
To make.
It's cheaper. But if they don't, if they don't use like child labor and really horrible stuff, then tell me.
Because it's taking, it's our economy, it's taking jobs. I mean, why can't we make our own cups?
Because you know, it's like, cheaper.
Well, it just, like,
I know.
Why can't I make, you know, like, furniture? Like, even, like, I mean, furniture is actually easier to buy when it's made in North America. But it's just, I don't know. It just, there's something, and I don't always, I think when something's cheaper made.
Mm-hmm. More cheaply made.
More cheap, that would be the term.
Cheaper made.
Sometimes, when it's cheaper made,
yeah.
That sometimes the quality, like, I should have researched this before I opened
but
my
those
big
bras
gap.
You get that don't adjust have got to be made in China, for God's sake. You're the queen of cheaply made.
I know, and I'm trying to change my ways. I am the queen of cheaply made.
I mean, let me see that watch. What's that made?
It's a Timex.
Taiwan. Timex. Where's Timex made? Someone look that up.
I know I am the queen of cheaply made.
Let me see it.
And I'm trying to have a change, a turnaround.
Somebody Google that for me.
I'm trying to.
Oh, it says no. Oh, it doesn't
Timex
say.
Timex Group USA.
USA
doesn't matter if it's USA. Where is it made?
Manufactured.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, where's
China.
My boots made? These are Helly Hansen.
Timex Group has multiple manufacturing distribution locations
worldwide.
Oh, my worldwide.
God. My boots are made in Vietnam.
I told you.
Oh, my God. I thought these were good old. Look at this boot.
Leave them all here.
Leather boots.
Let's see. What about those underwear you got on?
Oh, man. They're Hanes.
Timex quartz watches are made in the Philippines.
Oh, so it's just China, or is it all Asian countries?
Well, no, it's just, I guess I noticed because I've been in search of trying to find one of my new...
Here's your cheap watch bag.
What started as I was in search of trying to find just a mug to drink my coffee in that wasn't, because I heard a thing that... I heard
Are
it,
your
I read,
underwear pink
oh,
leopard?
No.
Oh, my
we
God.
We can't have the underwear conversation again.
I bet those are made in China. Hanes? Absolutely. They're not Canadian.
No, they're not. Well, it's so, and yeah. I could not find, because I heard, I read somewhere that sometimes you shouldn't eat from glass made in China, because sometimes there's like a...
Lead
in it.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm not dreaming. Okay, so I went, hey, you know
I'm
what?
I'm not dreaming. So not at the moment.
Lead. So I'm not, I don't want to have anything hot. So I was trying, and could I find...
Hanes.
A mug.
Uh-huh.
A mug made in either Canada or the United States. No, it's everything's made in China. Every glass, ceramic, table, food thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're looking up Hanes. Now you're just going to prove that
I am
a walking contradiction is what I am.
Pretty much, yeah. Vietnam, the Philippines, or is it just the Chinese that you're boycotting?
No, I'm not. No, it's
boycott
the Chinese.
Hanes. Oh,
it's not the Chinese people.
Here's
or country.
Link. Oh, here we go. Oh, this is awesome. Okay. Boycott Hanes. Send them a copy of this
no.
email.
No, no.
I have long held that moving manufacturing out of the United States was a form of treason.
Treason. It is
and
treason.
And I see no reason to characterize what Hanes is doing in...
Oh.
Chillicothe.
Oh my!
Has anything else
made
but
in Chillicothe?
Yeah, Chillicothe. What is that?
Well, it's
frankly,
it ain't Toronto.
Chillicothe. What's that?
Well, I'm gonna have to look it up.
Yeah. How are we this stupid? Where's Chillicothe?
I'm finding it fast. Look at
Where
me.
Is it? It's coming. Don't say Ohio, because I know the guy boycotting it. Because where do they make underwear? Janice is Hanes.
It is Ohio.
All I'm saying is,
I'm
on a mission. I'm on a mission to only, and I realize I'm not speaking that things that haven't been spoken before. I just think we have to take responsibility to keep it in the country. If we're tired of saying, oh, everything's going overseas to be done, well, then we have to stop buying it. And then I realize, oh, then I can't drive. I can't.
No.
I can't.
There are cars that are American-made.
I can drive. This is true. That's lying. I'm lying.
Tesla is an American car. That's an American car. Ford, right? Although I don't know where they make that anymore.
What I'm driving right now is not.
Oh, what is it?
I'm driving a Honda. That's made in...
That's Japanese, right?
Japanese.
You just don't like our Asian friends. You're a racist.
No, I'm not
a racist.
I'm
desperate to find out where your underwear are made from, because I want you to have to leave them here and go home. Somebody please tell me.
What do you mean I'm going to leave
them? Here's what I did find.
Imagine if Rick Dees came in here to use the studio tomorrow and my underpants are sitting on the console.
I found something from the Institute of Global Labor and Human Rights that children were found sewing clothing for Hanes and other U.S. and European companies. Oh. Exactly a decade after Kathy Lee Gifford's scandal, children are again sewing clothing for Walmart, Hanes, and other U.S. companies, said Charles Kern of something so-and-so. Children belong in school. This can't be good. I know that ain't happening in Ohio. Oh, God, we're going to get sued by Hanes. I have no personal opinion whatsoever about Hanes, nor do I propose to make any sort of statement or opinion. I'm simply trying to discover where Hanes produces their clothes. Thank you. All right. What's the point?
Headquarters are in Winston-Salem.
So what? All these American companies' headquarters are here.
I'm just...
Yeah?
I just was sickened that I couldn't find a mug. And it got me looking at my things, and I just went, oh, my God,
you know,
Janice.
Dude, it's the problem is, it's a tough argument to make, because if they're not, obviously, look, if they're not having children, so the clothing, for goodness sake. I obviously would love to have things made in the USA. And it was a conversation that I had with Kmart about the clothing line, because they're like, well, we got to send everything to China. And, of course, you know, the hair went up on my back, and I was like, oh, my God, no, we can't do that. We can't. Oh, my God. And they were like, look, here's the thing. And they're like, it's totally ethical. Everything's safe. Everything's this. Everything's that. There's no children, none of that. They're like, it's completely above board. But if you want to give your customer this price point, this is how we have to do it.
Right.
This is how we're supplying people these clothes. And to be
honest,
all the big athletic wear companies, by the way, they all come from China. All of them.
Well, look at my
even when they charge a gazillion dollars more, they come from China. And they were like, this is how it's done. You know, and Janice, I get it. And I was like, so then when we started doing, we've been having conversations about, can we make certain, elements of it here? Can we, source certain things locally?
Right.
Are there places? Because, I started asking them to kind of look into it, and what would the margins be? And which is, by the way, a big request for the producer, because they lose, if there's three people involved, there's Kmart, the retailer, then there's the company that makes the clothes, and to be truthful, they kind of go out on the limb, because they make it, they produce it, they sell it
right,
to Kmart,
right.
And then there's me, Jillian Michaels, I'm the name, it goes on the brand, and I work with the middle guy and Kmart to produce stuff that we think the customer is going to like.
But I never thought about, look at me, I'm not even thinking about the price that comes to you, if it's
That's
made.
A big deal. That was a big, because I had the same conversation. And they were like, well, do you want your customer to pay X for these pants, or do you want them to pay Y? And I was like, I want nobody under 18. it's a big deal. I get it.
Thank God you put that out there. Because
I get it.
But I never, but it just, it just really, it started with a little cup of coffee.
Oh.
And away it went.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have, I bet that bag isn't made here either.
No, I bet you it's not.
Your computer's not. I know that for a fact.
My computer's not?
Nope.
How
about those headphones? You can take those off right now and
I
walk
bet you
out
these,
the door.
Jake, these are probably Sennheiser. No, they're probably
AKGs.
Made in Germany. Are they made in Germany, AKGs? Sennheiser.
That's not America now, is it?
No.
Poor Canada.
No, it's
just
not.
Another form of treason.
We make, in Canada, we make toques. Mm. And we make maple syrup.
That's what you're down to.
Toques and maple syrup.
Yeah.
What's uniquely made in the U.S. of A? A canoe.
Oh, that's Canada. What is uniquely? Isn't that interesting? What's
the Tesla? That's why I bought a Tesla.
I mean, well, you're right. The cars, Ford, Chevy, you know, you're right.
Tesla. That's all I got, man.
Okay.
Well.
The voice of wisdom.
Yeah, right. We're about to walk out the door here.
Yeah, well, I knew this. So Apple's brought a portion of the Mac program to
a portion.
US.
What the J the key on the
no, I mean the like
you make the J.
This J key here this is produced in Anaheim. No, in Killicote, Montana.
No, the actual computer. I was not all of their products because they still manufacture the phones overseas, but their Mac Pros are here.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So you can keep your computer.
I can keep my computer. I might be able to keep my bra. No, that's
no.
No, I can't keep my bra.
No, I know where that came from. And it isn't good.
American Apparel.
I know where it's been, and I know where it came from. And it ain't good. Okay, naturebox.com. Love these guys. I look forward to this every month, my monthly delivery. NatureBox, in case you don't know, is a subscription service that gives you the chance to discover and enjoy delicious and nutritious snacks delivered right to your door on a monthly basis. And this, of course, means they are Jillian approved. So no high fructose corn syrup, no hydrogenated oils, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors. Smart, healthy snacks. And each snack faces strict quality standards that are nutritionist approved. And as I said, most importantly, me approved. What gets better than that? My snack of the month are my watermelon chews. Delicious. If you want to start your NatureBox membership today and get a free sample box of their most loved snacks, all you got to do is visit naturebox.com/Jillian to get started. That's naturebox.com/JILLIAN. I want to talk to you guys about Simply Safe. A lot of you know that I was robbed while myself and my entire family were home. And you know something? There's nothing scarier than that. And I kept thinking, oh, I can put it off. Oh, it can wait. Yeah, I'll get around to making that call. And when I finally did, I kept hearing, you have to pay us $50 every month. We've got to lock you into a contract. Oh, we've got to drill here. We've got to drill there. And what I love so much about Simply Safe is that it's so easy. There are no contracts. There's no pushy sales guy. There's no drilling in your home. It's 24/7 protection, peace of mind. It's $15 a month. And most places charge at least 3 times that. They will customize your at-home security system, by the way. They've got fantastic customer service to help you set everything up. Just go to simplysafejillian.com right now and you'll get 10% off. That's SimpliSafeJillian.com. Protect yourself, your home, your valuables, your family. Now! All right, I got a snappy one for you.
God, let me put the S by it.
Yeah.
Is it going to be good or is it going to be crappy? It's because it's either going to get a capital S or a little S.
I think crappy.
I'll give it a little S. Is it going to be crappy?
I think it's going to be crappy.
Okay. I'll make note of that.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Yeah. It technically falls under snappy.
No,
because it's in the old school wheelhouse of health and wellness.
Yeah,
it's like a KFI worthy kind of segment.
No, I like it when you go to your wheelhouse, but you definitely judge it for yourself whether it was good or if it was crap snappy or good snappy.
I think it's crap snappy.
That sounds like a stage name. And now it's crap snappy.
Crap snappy. Well.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah.
We'll be the judge of that.
All right.
Go ahead with crap snappy.
So, I was watching this. I think it was on one of these, like, I follow all these kind of alternative health sites.
Yeah.
And one of them had posted an interview between a British journalist and I think he was the CEO of Coca-Cola Europe. right?
Okay.
And the journalist is like, you know, look at this. Holy, you know, he's got this small soda and he's like, how much sugar do you think is in there? How much? And he dumps out the cup and it's 23 packets. And he's like, how about a large one? How much sugar? You know, 46 packets. And I'm sitting there, of course, going, geez, you know, sugar's the least of the problems in that drink. And the seat, right? And right. And the journalist is like, this is outrageous. This is insane. You know, you wonder, how is this acceptable? This is X amount times more than you should consume in a full day. And and the guy from, you know, Coca-Cola is saying, well, you know, see, here's the thing, you know, we believe this can be worked into a healthy diet and we know it's an issue and we've made, you know, sugar-free drinks like Coke Zero and I'm at home, of course, you know, yelling at this screen and I'm like, that's worse! That's even worse! And people think, I realize, and I always talk about it, artificial sweeteners, bad, you know, but almost in like a list of this is bad, that's bad, this is bad, that's bad. I don't remember really the last time I talked about how specifically bad they were and why. Mm. And I don't want to bore the snot out of you because then it really will be a crappy, snappy segment. But a lot of research has come out that links these artificial sweeteners to obesity. And they've become almost more prevalent in our overly processed, westernized diet than sugar, which is kind of scary. And so one of the most recent studies that has come out has shown, and they're not sure what the mechanism is, but they did the studies in mice and then they did the studies in people. And what's happened is that it started to create glucose intolerance or type 2 diabetes, which is hilarious. It's not hilarious, actually. It's ironic. It's a far better term.
Right.
And what they've discovered is that there's something in the artificial sweeteners that while they are not supposed to be absorbed in the gut, are getting into the gut. And the bacteria in our gut, the bad bacteria in our gut, are feeding on it and growing. And it is this gut bacteria, the bad gut bacteria, that's responding to the artificial sweeteners, and that's damaging our glucose tolerance. That's creating this type 2 diabetes and is in one of the factors, only one, but one of the factors that is linking these artificial sweeteners to obesity. And of course, you know, this one article was saying, well, look, you know, at the end of the day, as unpopular as this may sound, if you look to see who's drinking usually diet sodas and things of that nature, it's people that are obese. They're not smaller. So what they did, and by the way, this is not a solution of any means, but one of the ways that they tested this was they put the individuals on antibiotics to kill the bad gut bacteria that had grown from the artificial sweeteners. And within a week, their glucose tolerance had improved. So they know that there's something in it. Then they know how important gut bacteria is. They're starting to learn, you know, all these different roles it plays with our health, our immunity, and all of this stuff, right? Our energy level, our weight. And there's good bacteria, there's bad bacteria. There's thousands, millions of microbes in your gut bacteria. So whatever this bad gut bacteria is that was feeding off of it, they killed with antibiotics.
But isn't that beast fighting beast?
Yes, of course it is. Absolutely. But what they're not saying, it's a solution. What they're saying is, look, it's definitely linked to this bacteria. This bacteria is definitely related to this aspect of the problem, but they don't know what the mechanism is of the bacteria growing off of the artificial sweeteners. Ultimately, what you have to appreciate is that artificial sweeteners are not a solution for anything at all. It's like, I got 99 problems, artificial sweeteners, one of them. It's not a solution for a diet. It's not a solution for wanting sweet foods and thinking they're low calorie.
They
absolutely contribute to obesity amongst a host of other really bad, dangerous, crappy, terrible things. So do not play around with artificial sweeteners. Especially if you're trying to lose weight.
Well, but you said just, you know, if you have to sweeten your tea, if you got to do it and it's your treat for the day.
Yeah.
Have a cube of sugar. A cube of sugar.
14 calories.
Rather than the packets.
Yeah, that stuff. Yeah. And the one that was the worst of the worst was actually saccharin. Saccharin. And if you're thinking, like, well, what's she talking about? Saccharin, sucralose, aspartame, pink, blue, yellow packets. We're not actually talking about Stevia, Truvia. Yeah, the stuff that's natural that comes from a plant. This other stuff is crazy, man. When you start to read about where things like saccharin come from, it's terrifying. It's nothing natural.
I think it's the rust whatsoever. Off a trailer hitch. You know, when a trailer hitch gets in.
That would be better.
That would be better.
That
you know,
would
and,
be better.
And I've been told, why don't you just go suck on a trailer hitch? Or she could suck the rust off a trailer hitch. You know, that's a whole different joke when you say that.
It
about,
is.
Yeah, she could suck. Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Never. You know, I should.
You made it snappier.
All right, we're back, and Andrea needs to have a chat with you right now.
Oh, good. Hi, buddy. What's going on?
Hi, Jillian. I'm so excited to talk to you. I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, thank you. How can I help?
Well, this is an interesting question.
I love those.
So I'm one of those people that is unfortunate in the boob department.
Aww. I'm not too terribly fortunate there myself.
Nor me.
No, I was going to say, now there's Janice. Autumn, on the other hand, very fortunate.
Autumn was...
Janice and I, not so much. So don't worry, you're not alone here. Go on.
So I was wondering, what is the... is there any way I can take any supplements or anything to help? And I know some people say you can work out the workout pecs or do surgery or wear a push-up bra, but I was hoping of any supplement that I can take. Like I heard about fenugreek and GNC has some supplements.
Let's jump into this. The first thing, maybe you remember, you sound very young, and I shouldn't know this either, but for some reason I do, and in the 50s they used to do these silly exercises and say, we must increase our bust. Yeah, doesn't work. So what it can do for someone is help make the boob area a little more perky. Because, of course, if we're building those muscles up a little bit, we're providing some structure. However, it won't increase breast size. And in some cases, if you're particularly small-chested, it can give you what I call, like, man chest, where you get the kind of straight, the hard kind of muscular chest-looking striations. And I have to be real careful of that. I try not to build muscle too much in that area, or it becomes less than feminine. So doing some chest exercises can what is wrong with me, Janice, again today with the just slurring? Provide a decent foundation.
I'm not saying nothing.
And help to fight gravity, but it won't, if you get crazy and start lifting super heavy, you're just, if you did put on mass there, you want to be careful about getting that very manly bodybuilder look, which would be hard for you to do, but nevertheless. Now, supplements, honestly, the answer is going to be no. And when you start taking things like black cohosh and fenugreek and all these things that are theoretically there to boost your estrogen level, these, I know a lot of women who are in menopause and don't want to take menopause drugs like Premarin, and there have been many studies to suggest that those drugs are in fact dangerous, and there are many theories as to why. Often it's because they have many different forms of estrogen, and the human body only has three, and they're synthesized from pregnant mare urine, pregnant horse urine. But you might go, well, yams and this stuff is all natural. Messing with your hormone balance is a dangerous game, period. And I'll be honest, I've talked to a lot of different endocrinologists about it, a lot of different OBGYNs about it, and I don't think we really know. I think that, you know, what I've gained from Dr. Van Hurley is that self-medicating and self-treating, especially when it comes to hormones, is a dangerous game to play. And it, honestly, sweetheart, I highly doubt you would see any benefit. But when you become estrogen dominant, it comes with a host of other potentially negative side effects. It could. And again, I am not a doctor. And you'll hear different theories of, no, when you have natural forms of estrogen, it blocks the bad forms of estrogen from breast cancer and ovarian cancer. And then I've heard other doctors say, no, estrogen's estrogen, and too much estrogen can lead to breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So the bottom line, here's what I'm going to say, and this is what Dr. Van Hurley has always said, don't self-medicate, ever, period. Don't ever. Don't. And it's not going to really, if women could take fenugreek and get big boobs, I promise you, Janice and I would have been shooting it up years ago. We would have been putting that stuff in our toe cracks, man. When the freaking ephemeral artery collapsed, we would have gone to the, you know, thing. It's just, no, uh-uh. We'd have track marks up and down our entire body. Oh, my God. They're on meth. No, no. It's fenugreek.
It's fenugreek.
What do you think? You like my cup size? No. So here's what you can do, though, and you may not like my answer, but there is one thing that's going to make your boobs bigger, and it's body weight. Mm. Fat.
No.
Honey, the bigger you, generally, yep. If you put on weight, your boobs will get bigger. When I was a kid and I was heavy, I had great boobs. I was heavy. I was 170 pounds, but I was a D. Now I'm not 170 pounds, and I'm like a B, kind of. Sort of. I'm a B.
Yeah, you're a B.
I'm a B-ish.
I'm minus A.
No, you're not.
A.
No, I'm
a.
Looking at
I'm
Janice's
a.
boobs. This is awkward.
I'm A.
No, those are like a.
Oh, no. These are A. This is a thickened.
A thickened bra. That's also
bra.
A good one.
Yeah.
That's also, you know, look. I get that, you know, we all get to the bedroom and we want to, you know, then it's like when you got, you kind of, you know, those little silicone boobs come out of there, and that's kind of a bummer because, like, they make those inserts and they've got great push-up bras. I'm now grabbing my boob. I don't know why this is happening. But I have great push-up bras. Victoria's Secret makes great push-up bras. I had a stylist that turned me on to that and that.
They're fun.
Yeah. I mean, but then, you know, you get into the bedroom and you kind of want the real things there.
Yeah.
I get it. I do get it. But you know what, sweetheart? At the end of the day, look, if you put on a couple of pounds, I don't know where your body weight's at right now, but you put
on
about
120, 5'4".
120, you're a healthy weight. I mean, you could go to 130 if you wanted bigger boobs. It would increase your boob size, and you wouldn't be unhealthy. You could be 5'4", 130, and still very healthy. Especially.
No, I'll go to the butt.
Okay. No, I'm good here. Okay. Well, I mean, that is the answer, quite honestly, is the higher your body fat. And then, hence the reason, like, if you look at the 50s, those women had more curves. They were not, you know, it wasn't glorified to be thin. Whereas now everybody wants to be thin, and the boobs are going to suffer from that. Unless you're just so, Heidi is just, I don't even understand how she does it. She's like lean everywhere, but still has, she prides herself on having bigger boobs than me and a better butt. This gay thing's not working out. Because it's like, it turns into a competition. Whereas like a guy would never be like, look at my boobs. They're so much better than yours. This is not something straight people have to deal with. With that said, it really comes down to the same conversation that I have over and over and over again. You're 5'4". You're 120 pounds. That's a healthy weight. I mean, you know, we all can sit here and talk about the parts of our body that we don't like. And we all have something that we wish was different. I wish I had a rounder butt. I wish I had a smaller butt. I wish I didn't have a muffin top. I have skin on my stomach after the baby. My boobs aren't big. My boobs are too big. I mean, we all do it. All, especially women. We all do this. And you know what, honey, at the end of the day, it's just, nobody is perfect. Nobody. And I get it. And you want to go into the bedroom and let the freak flag fly and have these gigantic. I totally understand. I've been there. But you know what? You can still be sexy and gorgeous and beautiful having a smaller cup size. Please don't mess with your hormones.
So even something like fenugreek, it could be dangerous, even if it's just one thing.
You know what?
Thing.
I'm just going to tell you what I know that Dr. Van Hurley has always said to me when I was like, but it's natural because I'm the queen of alternative therapies and vitamin therapies and Chinese herbs. And wait, hold on. I'm going to go online and Google it. And I'm going to start. The reality, honey, is if you're going to take a supplement that's going to make your boobs grow, that's going to change, if there is even such a thing, which I truly don't believe. I mean, you got to think about, if your PMS and your boobs get bigger, you're not increasing your bust size. That's water retention. So for that to happen, I don't even think it's possible. But for certain things to start, if there was something that was so hormonally powerful it affected your breast size, yeah, that's going to have some ramifications. I'm telling you right now. I promise you. And there are women that are on estrogen therapies that are menopausal, that are taking estrogen and progesterone, their boobs aren't growing. I mean, they might get swollen and sore. Same thing, like if a woman's pregnant, her breast size will grow, but this is not a permanent thing, and this is not a game you want to be playing around with. You do not want to, the first woman to successfully affect your hormone balance to the degree that you change your breast size as a fully grown adult. It's just, hormones are a big deal, sweetie, a big deal. They play a role in everything, metabolism, immunity, aging, and for you to start messing with that balance is just a dangerous game to play. Don't do it. And if you know, if it really upsets you and it really bothers you, I'll be honest, I don't know the dangers of breast augmentation. I don't know, you know, I have heard stories of the body rejecting them and their calcification and silicone leaks, but to be truthful, I am not educated on this. If it's something that you want to do, you could see a plastic surgeon and discuss it with them and just say, well, you know, what are the health risks? What are my concerns? What, you know, what are the downsides of all of this? And then make a decision. I can't tell you that for me personally, when it comes to, quote, plastic surgery, I had my nose done when I was 16 and I've never looked back. I've never been sorry. If it's a cosmetic procedure on something that's going to boost your confidence, provided there are no significant health risks, and I don't have the answer for you on breast augmentation because I just don't know enough about what they're putting in our bodies and what it's doing. And I would venture to say my guess would be there'd be some ramifications to that because putting silicone and God forbid there's a leak, but I don't know. And this is where it would require some proactivity on your part to investigate it and then make an educated decision. But I just think what I can tell you is if you're going to take something and it's going to... I do remember asking Van Hurley about manipulating supplements to when in menopause. And the answer was do not do it. Don't mess with your hormone balance. Talk to your doctor about all this stuff. You don't... It's just... Uh-uh. If you're taking something to mess with your hormone balance and something to that kind of extent and degree is just, girl, no. No. Uh-uh. No. Especially something as powerful as estrogen, which, as we know, is linked to some very significant cancers, estrogen dominance. You just don't want to mess with it. Don't mess with it. I would rather you go talk to a plastic surgeon and see if there's a safer route there with augmentation and make a decision if it bothers you that much. But I'm going to go back to this. We're perfect with our imperfections. I guarantee you, you're healthy. Even if your boobs are not gigantic, it does not mean you're still not a very sexy woman. And I would venture to say that human sexuality has more to do with your actual personality and your mind than your actual physicality. Although I'm no expert here either, goodness knows. But the love doctor would say that. That's what the love doctor would say.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, and I think I'm right there. Yeah. Like, I mean, Janice's boobs are tiny, but I've heard she's well, back in the 50s.
Back in the 50s.
Apparently she was a good time. When she was putting out, she wasn't a total snooze fest.
Yeah, I've never felt awkward about my boobs. Like, they're small, but I've never, it's just that they are what they are. I like them. I can do a lot of things. Like, I can go like that and never have to worry.
Well, no one can see what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway. No, but I feel...
Like that, by the way, she's marching, which most women do every day, march.
I accept them. I accept them the way they are.
Autumn?
Yes?
You're blessed in this area. I mean... You don't seem to care at all, which is even more annoying. You take them for granted?
No, you know, I'd actually like them to be smaller.
There you go! You crazy women!
But, I mean, I think that's the thing. It's like, you little small boobs take for granted the tops that you can wear. Have you ever buttoned a blouse? I don't wear blouses that button, because you get that pucker.
She's not wrong.
You know, there's just things.
She's not wrong.
My sister's has big boobs.
Yeah.
She does. She got them all, and she says, "You have no idea what
just the back.
You can't go running that well. There's back pain involved. Yeah. You'd have to wear 5 sports bras to go for a jog.
She has a hard time
Double up the bras.
Yeah, it's costly. Yeah. So as much as that moment of like taking your boyfriend's face and putting it between those suckers and going blah, 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 blah. Yeah, there's downsides too.
And you know they don't care.
But anyway, I honestly hope it does come down to that because you are enough exactly where you're at right now. Please don't mess with your hormones. If it significantly bothers you, talk to a plastic surgeon and weigh the pros and cons. But I guarantee you, you're perfectly fine and perfectly healthy where you're at right now.
Thank you, Jillian. I guess I'll throw the fenugreek away because I smell like maple syrup.
See, kid? Yeah, no.
That a girl.
There you go. All right.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was good advice. I think we should end there.
I think so, too.
I really don't know where we would go from here.
Anyway. There's nowhere to go.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.